It's for Hispanics and African Americans.
So everyone should get an eye exam at least every 2 years.
Especially people over 60.
You might have glaucoma and not even know it. Call 1-800-437-2423 for a free brochure from National Glaucoma Research. 1-800-437-2423.
The following program is paid for by Barbara Arnwine.
The topics, views, and opinions expressed on the air and via All Igniting Change with Barbara Arnwine, platforms by host Barbara Arnwine Esquire, guests, and supporters are their own and are independent of any organization, entity. Nothing said on the show or any of its platforms constitutes a client-attorney relationship or serves as legal advice, counsel. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Igniting Change, its platforms, or the show's host. It's time now for Igniting Change, a weekly provocative and empowering program where you, the listener, can ignite change. Now here's your host, Barbara Arnwine.
Get up, stand up.
Good afternoon,
stand up
for your life. Welcome to Igniting Change. Oh, we have a great show for you because what, folks? We are so close to the elections. We are exactly 2 weeks away. Are you ready to vote? Have you done your work to make sure that you have a voting plan? Do you know what time you're going to show up to the poll? Do you know how you're going to show up? Do you know where you're going to show up? Do you know what you need to bring with you to the polls in certain states? Do you have all of your information? It is time to vote, people. Over 15 million people have already voted early. And early voting has started all over the country. So our show today is going to focus on early voting. And we are so excited that you have dialed in. So I'm going to bring up, of course, my mighty co-host, one of the nation's foremost attorneys, the chair of the board of the Transformative Justice Coalition, the voice of the future, the voice of the progress that this country must make. You know I'm talking about none other than one Daryl D. Jones, Esquire. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, Barbara. It must be Tuesday. It must be noon Eastern Standard Time. And it must be voting season because, Barbara, we're talking all things voting right now. And we want to be certain, just as you said, folks, this is the time to plan your vote and then to vote the plan that you've made. Plan your vote and vote your plan. Folks, this is that time, whether it's going to be absentee, in person, however you plan on voting. Map it out right now. And we encourage you to go to vote.org, vote.org. Be certain that you are still on the rolls. Be certain that your polling place hasn't been changed. Be certain that you know where you're voting and how you're going to vote. Go to vote.org and get it checked out now so that you don't show up and then end up there calling election protection and calling us up talking about you're not on the rolls. Go to vote.org and get that checked out now. Is that right, Barbara?
That's right. And I am so blessed that we have guests who are joining us today from four different states, folks. Yes, we're talking with our guests from Georgia, from Texas, from Florida, and from the mighty state of Pennsylvania. And I want to make sure that you listen hard to this show, because you're going to hear things that you absolutely need to know and that you absolutely need to share with all of your friends, families, everybody you know who are voting. Whether or not they've early voted already, they still need to know so that they can share with others, because there are major, major things that people need to be aware of to make sure not only that you vote, but that you vote a regular ballot and that you are able to have that ballot counted. Whoa, we got a lot to talk about. So let me see who has been able to join us because our guests are so busy. Our guests are so busy that they're going to be dropping in during the show as they are out there registering voters, ministering elections, doing all of this work. So the first guest who is joining us is from the mighty state of Florida, where they just started early voting this week. And he is one of the bold voices of our times. He has been doing so much work on voting rights. We are always blessed and happy when President Harold Ford of the Miami-Dade NAACP is able to join us. Welcome, President Harold Ford.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you, Barbara, for that beautiful introduction. I just have to make one correction because I don't want to get in trouble. I'm actually the president of the South Dade branch of the NAACP, which is in Miami-Dade County.
All right, no problems. Okay. So the South Dade branch, thank you so much. So it's on in Florida. People are excited. I've been hearing all about this early voting. So tell people listening right now, first of all, we don't assume that everybody knows why early voting is important. Can you tell people from your vantage point why it is so important to vote early?
Well, early voting, first of all, it helps you avoid long lines. And God forbid, if you take on some type of illness later on through the voting process, you may miss your opportunity to exercise your constitutional right. So we always encourage people to vote early and bring not just one or two friends, bring about five or ten. Because, again, the more people that vote, you know, the more impactful our vote will be.
Absolutely. And tell people what's been going on in Florida. You know, what are you hearing? What are you seeing? How was it yesterday? How was it, you know, on that first day yesterday? What was it like? Tell us.
Well, depending on which polling places that you went to, some had long lines, which is exciting to see because that means people are turning out. You know, some of the other polling places may not have had any lines, but still you had an opportunity to go in, cast your vote, and then go on with the rest of your day. But at the end of the day, the key is getting revved up for this process, making sure you get registered, making sure you educate yourself on who's on the ballot and what's on the ballot, and then exercising your constitutional right, mobilizing yourself, and get out there and vote.
Daryl?
And Ms. Ford, what are some of the issues you're hearing that folks are experiencing there in Florida?
Well, wow. It varies. One of the issues that we had that's actually concerning, because you all know of our illustrious governor and his attacks on voting rights in Florida. Well, I had a young man call me last week. He was a little upset because he had voted in the 2008 election up until most recently. And he just received a letter from the state of Florida saying that because he was a returning citizen, he needed to go back and pay whatever court costs existed in 1998. And so they rescinded his right to vote. And now I've connected him with some resources to try to help get that matter rectified so that he can vote. So in the state of Florida, while many of us who have the right to vote and some of us who have been told they have the right to vote are now, you know, being told that they are no longer being permitted to vote, and we got to do what we can to fight for them. And even if you've lost your privilege or lost that opportunity to vote, I tell them, grab 10 to 20 people and go out and have them vote in their best interest. So we're doing what we can.
Wait a minute, Mr. Ford. I need to walk me through this one now. In 1998, 26 years ago,
correct.
Right. 26 years ago, this person was convicted of something, and I guess whatever time or whatever he's already done, has already been out and freed and doing his stuff. And then what happens?
And he received a letter from the state of Florida last week saying that because he didn't pay court costs from 1998, and I think it was a separate case from whatever else may have transpired, the state said you can no longer vote. So I had to connect him with the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition, FRRC, so that they could assist him in getting those fees paid and trying to make sure that he can participate in this election.
But they didn't know how much it is that he owed.
Well, again, he didn't share with me the documentation, but all mm-hmm. they did, he just received the letter, and he was unaware of that as well, because, again, he had been participating in the electoral process and voting.
Wow. Right.
So he had been voting all along.
Since
yes.
2008.
And you know, what's so vicious about this, everybody, as you've been following our radio show, you know that we've been going through voter registration deadlines, right? We've been talking about, you know, October the 7th in Florida being the voter registration deadline. Mm-hmm. You heard us talking about voter purging, about mm-hmm. how, you know, after August 6th, no jurisdiction should be engaging in any form of voter purging. And so it's deep, because he finds himself in a very odd position, right? You know, the question is, once he pays those fines or fees, does he then get just automatically restored? You know, because remember, if people have been purged and they miss the voter registration deadline, they cannot vote. So it's very, very important that we clarify this situation and make sure that his right to vote is actually honored, restored, and fully respected. So this Amen. Is so important. Thank you so much, President Ford, for talking with this young man. And we want to say to everybody across the country right now, as you heard this, if you hear from anybody that you know or who speaks to you about a voting problem, here's what you need to do. You need to give them this telephone number, 866-OUR-VOTE, 866-OUR-VOTE. 866-683-8683. Give them that number right now. Tell them that they need to go call that number, because we have people of legal volunteers ready to help. And obviously, you know us, Daryl and I, we're on top of these issues across the country. And everything that we're seeing is disturbing, because voters must be protected. They must know about their right to vote. President Ford, how do you think it's going? How's the turnout? Is it looking robust? Does it look like people are ready? You know, I heard from Duval County the other day, and they sounded on fire. So tell me, what's going on?
Well, there's a lot of energy out there. I mean, there are a lot of people that are looking at this process that are really motivated and ready to vote. And my encouragement to them is, bring as many people as you can along the way. Because
yeah.
we don't want to leave anyone behind, and we don't want anyone to be left behind. Because, again, this is a crucial election, and really civil rights as well as the Constitution are on the ballot.
And don't we, Daryl, don't we want to really emphasize, when President Ford is saying bring others to make sure that they also vote, be sure, folks, to understand that you also can bring someone to assist you. A lot of folks, you know, need help reading those ballot initiatives, because they're long, those ballot amendments. There's a huge, critical one that's being decided by Florida voters during this election. So it's important that if you feel you need help, even to make sure that you're able to mark your ballot, that you may not be able to physically move your hand the way you want to, and people have dexterity problems, as they're called. They're mm-hmm. you know, sometimes people can't see these disabilities up front, but people have dexterity problems. They have other needs. If you need assistance, you can bring a person of your choice to the poll with you to help you. That is a right Did you hear me? R-I-G-H-T, a right secured by the Voting Rights Act of 1965, is Section 208 of the Act. You have